Hello, I'm Alberto Luera. I'm waiting here for summer to come on. Can people identify themselves? Who's on the call at the moment?
Alonso.
Alonso, how are you doing, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. This is Alberto.
And Bruce from WPFW.
I'm sorry, come again?
This is Bruce Wolf from WPFW.
Hi, Bruce. How are you doing, sir?
Hi. Okay.
Tracy Rosenberg from KPFA.
Tracy, nice to hear you. Who else?
Jim Bennett, from affiliates director from WMNF in Tampa, Florida.
Jim, glad to have you.
Thank you.
Who else? I'm sorry?
Alex Steinberg from WPA.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing, Alex?
Okay. How are you, Alberta?
Great. Do we know where Arpal is? Is he around?
He's here. Arpal's right here. It's
hey, Arpal.
Treasurer at WBAI.
Hi, Arpal. How are you doing?
Surviving. How are you?
Getting by. Who else is on the phone?
Arlene is here.
Hi, Arlene.
Hi, Alberto.
I talked to Summer earlier, and she was on the road trying to get to the telephone as soon as she could. As you all know, she was asked to be the moderator for this meeting. And let me quickly, we've been working back and forth trying to get this meeting going. And I need to remind all of you that quorum for this meeting is 11 people, is 6 persons. Of course, the only persons that are members of the National Finance Committee with stack privileges and voting privileges are the 5 treasurers from the 5 signal areas and the 5 representatives that were selected / elected from the national at the national board meeting, and of course LaVarne Williams, our CFO, making a total of 11 persons that sit on the National Finance Committee.
Alberto?
Yes.
Actually, there are 12. Since an affiliate representative is here, that makes 12, which means the quorum is 7. Which
is that you, Arpal?
That's me.
Yeah. Well, I would highly, no offense to anybody, this is the first time that I hear of this, and I would clearly and highly recommend that you maybe, as acting secretary for the last 2 years, verify the fact. It's always been my impression, contention, and understanding that the members of the National Finance Committee are one and one and one. One treasurer, one representative from each of the 5 signal areas, plus the CFO. However,
Well, Alberto, it's the PNB's committee, and they can add a person. I'll let the directors talk to that because they were obviously at the meeting where they assigned someone new. So.
Yes, I was able to pick to. This is Jim, and I was able to pick to being on the finance committee. So the board allowed me to be on.
Okay. Like I told our friend Otis, I have no problems with you being involved in the process at all when we were talking about that issue. I just, you know, want to make sure that we clarify. I was at the meeting for the 48 hours that it lasted. I'm glad that you're reminding me of that happening, and I will accept it if you are remembering it as you're pointing it out, Jim.
A list that was sent around of which directors were on which committees, and I did see my name on there. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Anybody else on the call? Are you back in here, Summer? Okay. Well, can I just very quickly, for the last 2 years, again, for the last 2 years, our good friend Arpal Martin has been the official secretary of this group. One of the things that of course I was going to bring forth to the group as a nomination as soon as we get to that point, if we ever get to quorum. And if we ever get to having, you know, having like Arpal has pointed out, 7 people on this call. If we ever get to that point, we should commence our meeting. And if that is not possible between now and as long as any one of you dare, I mean, will inform us, we can reset the meeting for a better time and a better place.
Alberto,
as far as the day of the week is concerned, yes.
Yeah. Alberto, we have 9 members present right now.
Hello?
Yeah, we have 9 members present right now, so we do have quorum.
Can we, Arpal, will you, before we do anything else, can you go ahead and find out who's on the call?
Okay. When I call your name, please answer up if you're here. Jim Bennett.
Here.
Alonzo Brown.
Present.
Mike Jones.
Here.
Fred Klunder. Alberto Luera.
Present.
Arpal Martin here. Simon Pius. Summer Reese. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
Okay, that's the quorum. That's 9 people.
Okay.
Ex officio Arlene.
Okay. Normally at this meeting, the process is basically to get ourselves going. Normally what we do is go ahead and make sure that we have quorum. We've done that. The next item usually happens in where we elect the permanent chair and the secretary of this body. And then usually what happens at the first meeting is that we go ahead and get a full report, a good a report as possible from our CFO and our executive director. That was basically what we were thinking as we were trying to get an agenda forward to this meeting. The other thing that we have before us somewhere in the mix was a report, a financial report that was put forth by the CFO, and that's basically the items that we have. And I'm still waiting for Summer to join us. She was on the road about 4 hours ago. I don't know if she got to a phone yet.
Yeah, this is Fred Klunder. So, just, and I'm sorry for the.
Go ahead, Fred.
Oh, sorry. No, just saying I just joining you, and I'm sorry for the delay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tracy.
Okay. I think that the appropriate thing right now would be, at the pleasure of this group, is to either select, as I heard, Ms. Rosenberg, as I was getting on the call, to appoint temporary chair, and obviously to appoint a temporary secretary. And I am willing to go ahead and, first of all, because of my view of taking appropriate minutes, I would first of all would like to formally nominate Arpal Martin, who has very, very, very aptly handled the position of secretary of this committee for the last 2 years, to go ahead and be our formal and official secretary for the National Finance Committee for the 2010 program year.
Paul?
Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. Actually, we haven't adopted an agenda yet, and if we're just talking about, I mean, we should have the elections for the officers for this committee and all of that. However, since I'm still here, the officer that's still here, like the secretary, just continues until gotten rid of or whatever. So we would have to have an election for this year, but until we have that election, we don't have to elect a new secretary for, you know, we don't need a secretary pro tem. We need a chair pro tem, We don't need a secretary pro tem. And we do need an agenda.
Excellent. Kevin, again, I would like to point out to the members present that our Paul over the last 2 years has also acted as the person that informs us as to Robert's Rules of Order and how to conduct ourselves appropriately in this meeting. And given that, I would like to, you know, personally give my thanks to our Paul for being such a very able body in this committee, given the situations that we find ourselves in. Unless somebody has a different thought, I would like to offer myself for the time being as the temporary chair for this meeting until we get our convener to come in and join us. And if somebody else has any other ideas, any other suggestions or nominations, please feel free. We need to move on this process.
I think it sounds like acclamation for you.
To be temporary chair, sir. Just temporary while we get ourselves in order.
My suggestion is that we accept your kind offer and name you temporary chair.
I second.
Yes. Good.
Who just spoke there? I need to.
Jim Bennett seconded.
Fred Klunder nominated.
Fred, okay.
Our Paul does an excellent job of taking down minutes, and they do get posted in our Yahoo space, and we can go back at least a couple of years to review those if anybody's interested, not only minutes, but resolutions and other actions that this body has taken.
Actually, I have to say I'm behind on the minutes.
That's okay.
But the motions are up. Could I suggest we adopt an agenda?
I think that the next order of business, sir, is to elect you as the permanent secretary of this body, and I so nominate you for that position, sir.
I think
we need to do the agenda first.
Yeah, I would suggest the agenda.
Okay. Okay. Arpal, can you assist? I think that the first item of the agenda, now that we have qualified that we have a quorum, would be like the election of officers. And then the next item on the agenda should be a report from both the CFO and the ED. And I know for a fact that there was a document that was sent out that had to deal, and maybe LaVarne will inform us shortly. I think I want to start working on that item. And after that, I'm open to any suggestions. One final thing that I would have for all of you is that we need to shut the meeting down and reset the next meeting at a point in time that is convenient, especially for the people out in the East Coast. And I do not want to carry this meeting out for too many hours. So can you assist on that, R. Paul?
Well, you could set a time at which to adjourn in the agenda. Like you could say, you know, the final item would be setting a time at which to adjourn. I would like to suggest something for the agenda. I would like to suggest that we have an executive session to discuss a potential legal issue related to finances, and I think we could probably make that a 10-minute executive session.
This is Summer Reese. I'm finally on the line. Hi, everybody.
Hiya.
Summer, quickly, we're trying to set an agenda.
Okay.
I have been temporarily selected as the temporary, very temporary person.
I knew you would be.
To get this meeting going, we're setting an agenda very quickly. We have a quorum.
Cool.
We also have Arpaug has agreed to be the continuing secretary until he gets booted out or suckered back into the position.
Okay.
And that's where we are right now. And again, we're right at that point where the next item is we're finalizing or we're getting an agenda going.
Do we have Arlene or LaVarn on the call yet?
They're both on the call.
Hi, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Excellent.
Arpaug, given you're going into executive session, I think we can add it to the agenda.
Okay.
So can you give us a rundown as to what we've got right now?
Okay. One, election of officers.
Right.
Two, report from the CFO and the ED. Three, you said something about a document that was sent out.
Financial document. LaVarn, can you elaborate a little bit on it?
Oh, you're talking about the motion, the financial accountability motion?
No, I'm talking about the income and expense report that was prepared by your office and submitted.
Right. Okay. Yes, I do have the year-to-date results. I can go over the major variances with you and talk some about what I believe is happening as we go. And we've completed the first 4 months of the year, a third of the fiscal year, and we can I can give you my summary on where I think we are, where we're standing at this time.
Excellent. That's the idea. That's the document that we want us to start going over there, Arpaug.
Okay, so it's an income. Number three is income and expense report that was sent out. Number four would be set next meeting date. Five would be an executive session.
Excellent.
And what time? You said you wanted to set the time to adjourn?
You persons out on the East Coast, it's an hour later. Can I get some kind of an idea when we want to end this meeting, regardless, time certain?
I've got one more item, Alberto, at your convenience, that I'd like to see on the agenda.
Is that you, Fred?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Can we talk about that item? Has everybody had a chance to look at that particular document that Fred brought forth?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was looking for a brief from Arlene on the status of the Pacific Fiscal Accountability Policy as enacted PNB.
Fred, can we go ahead and make that your request to the Irene directly when it's her turn to talk to us about the status, and maybe that way we can have a better, more fluid discussion on your specific concerns, sir.
Rather than just
adding it to the agenda and getting bogged down into that type of going back and forth. Excellent, Arlene. Are you aware of Fred's document that he put forth for us to look at?
Yes.
Excellent. Can we address that issue, Arlene, as when it's your turn to talk to us?
Yes.
Excellent. I think that settles that.
If I could, Alberto, my principal concern, I realize we're constrained by time, but at the very least to have an update perhaps from the executive director on the current implementation status of the accountability policy. Thank you.
There you go. Very clear. We're all very conscious of those particular points that you're bringing forth, sir. Really, very much so. The whole accountability effort that we're trying to bring into place. Okay, back to the time.
I'm neutral.
Oh, for ending the meeting?
Yes.
For adjourning? Well, I'll tell you one thing. On our part, RLSB is meeting in a different site than normal, and we're going to be kicked out of here in about 15 minutes. But I will try to stay on out on the street for a while, but I may be in and out.
Who's this, please?
This is Bruce Wolfen.
Okay, Bruce.
WPFW. So it means, I don't know how that'll affect how long you're going to go, but just so you know, that's what the constraints I'm under.
Okay. Okay. Any suggestions at what time we? Well, why don't we get on into the agenda, and let's move forward. And at a point in time, I'm sure that somebody's going to bring a motion to adjourn, and we'll go ahead and do that as soon as we set a time and a place and a meeting time for our next get together on this committee. How's that?
Can I suggest we put some times on some of this? That'll help us to figure out.
Okay, sir. Will you please be kind enough, since you are extremely experienced in this? please.
Well, election of officers, why don't we make that 10 minutes? 15
Not
minutes?
More than 10. Fine.
10 minutes. Report from the CFO and ED. I think that's going to be the major thing here. So.
Yes, sir.
What sort of time do they figure they might need?
LaVarne, Arlene, help?
LaVarne, mine should be, go over the numbers, see what the questions are, and then it depends on how much time people want to ask specific questions about individual stations. But initially, I don't need more than 10 to 15 minutes.
I don't need a lot of time, but I get the feeling that there may be significant discussion.
Let's give them 30 and 30, Harpo. 30 minutes each.
Okay.
And a combination of an hour between both of them, whichever wants to give up some minutes.
Okay. All right. Then we have the income and expense report that was sent out. I don't know how long we would take.
We can start working on that, and at a point in time, we decide that we send it out to our next meeting, and then pick it up as first part of our agenda next meeting, and just keep on working on those income and expense reports. That's my thought. I don't know. I'm sure that LaVarne is going to touch on that particular document also as she's giving us her report, maybe.
On a specific, you said expense report. I'm not sure what were you exactly referring to. I'm sorry. Who said something about expense report?
I was saying on the income and expense report that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The P&L. I can do that.
And then we have set next meeting date. I think 5 minutes is enough for that, right?
Right.
And then executive session 10 minutes.
Okay.
So what do we have for three? We're for the income expense report.
What do you think, LaVarne, on that particular item?
That would be basically the P&L would be part of my little presentation. I tell you where we are, basically an overview. Look at some specific expense items, over those, like the legal expenses in terms of what's due. Go over some specific issues at some of the stations, like at BAI.
Sure.
And there were the issues of the rent. So we have that information. I've contacted folks and spoken with and gotten the information that we had earlier requested, which is so that we can do reconciliations on both the tower rental and the office rental, which we also needed for audit, and just give you an update on all of those areas. And then what's left, then you guys can just ask. But
okay.
I have a lot of topics. I'll try not to spend too much time, but we'd like to cover a number of them.
So why don't we not allow any minutes, any time to that item number 3, because it will be addressed by LaVarne in her space of time? How's that, Arpo?
I suppose, we can set whatever agenda we please, yes.
Okay. That's my suggestion, that she will address the income and expense report as part of her report. And if the committee thinks that we need to do a more in-depth study in that, we can send it over to our next meeting, and we can wrap up in about an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 45 minutes, maybe.
Great.
To Is that acceptable, Arpal? Do I hear a motion to authorize Arpal to set that as our agenda for the evening?
I move to accept the agenda as proposed.
I'll second that.
Okay, guys. It's the time of raising your fingers up and saying, I approve the agenda as a motion for us. Arpal, do we need to take a roll call or
ask if there's any objections?
No objections, right.
Okay, hearing no objections, the agenda stands, and let's move on until the next item, into our next item. Pardon my English, I'm running out of English. I'm going to have to run to the 7-Eleven, pick up another quarter, but it's worth. But our next item on the agenda is the election of officers of this committee. Basically, the officers of this committee is, of course, the chair of the committee and the secretary of the committee. And having the stand right now, I would like to entertain motions for chairman of the National Finance Committee. Hearing none, I nominate Summer Rees as chairman of the National Finance Committee.
Or do we need a second?
Okay, I will accept, and I'm buying a cell phone so that no matter where I am, I can do this on time. So, unless somebody else is eager for this job.
I'd like to nominate Alberto.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really would defer to my colleague. Mike, thank you very much for your nomination. I would like to defer to my colleague, Summer, since she has indicated a willingness to do this, and I think she can probably do just a better job than I can on this particular matter. So I defer. Thank you very much, sir. Summer, I give you my full-hearted nomination for this task.
Thank you, Alberto.
A sense of humor and humble also.
Hey, man. I have to work hard. If there are no other nominations for this task, I would like to request by acclamation that Summer be made the National Finance Committee chairman.
Here we go. Mr. Chair.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
It is an interesting thing of the bylaws that require all sorts of things to be done by balloting. What we might do, since this is since there's going to be just one candidate, is we can, I don't know, I'll leave it up to the directors. Do the directors want to say, yeah, let's just accept it and not try to go through ballots? Do we want to have somebody cast a single paper ballot somewhere, or, you know?
Should we take a roll call vote or something?
But why don't the treasurers have a say in it also?
Well,
why is it just the directors?
Because the directors are on the PNB, and this is a PNB committee, and they would be answerable to the PNB directly if the rest of the PNB is angry at them for doing this, which probably I think it wouldn't be.
In order to solve the potential problem, Mr. Secretary, why don't we take a roll call vote on this matter and document it? And if the board, national board, will get upset, I can get referred to them so that I can be tarred and feathered in front of the group.
Just to make a comment, this is Tracy from KPSA. I've been on three other PNB committees as an LSB member. And in all of those cases, we elected the chair by roll call vote. I don't recall any hell to pay for it.
That's what I thought from previous years, too.
That's my recollection. Even the elections committee did that the other evening.
Question here. I have no problem with that, but doesn't the bylaw specify that it has to be a secret ballot?
Yes.
Are you sure for committees?
I think we can dispense with that if there is only one candidate on the basis of common sense.
Mr. Secretary, will you please call the roll on this matter, and
really,
we'll
that's
deal
the
with
the one thing I know we can't really. That's so illegal because it is. I would suggest we just sort of accept it and go on. As you know, if there's nobody else nominated, I would suggest the better thing than doing a roll call is to just go on. I mean, maybe ask if there's any objection.
So stated by our secretary. Are there any objections out there to Summary's chairing our group for the duration of this year? Hearing none, Mr. Secretary, will you note the fact that there were no objections to this matter?
Yes, I've done so.
Thank you. Summer, congratulations.
Thank you, Alberto.
Jump into the hot seat and please relieve me.
Okay, happily. Thank you for keeping it warm for me. Okay, so next we do the election of secretary, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so R. Paul Martin, you've volunteered. Do we have any other nominations?
I nominate R. Paul Martin to be our permanent secretary for this committee, given that he's such an able person that can take care of business.
Second.
Are there any other volunteers or nominations? Hearing none, are there any objections to accepting R. Paul Martin as secretary? And hearing none, will you record that, please?
Yep.
Thank you again.
Thank you,
for volunteering for all that hard work. Okay, and it's next, as we were going through the agenda, the reports from LaVarne and Arlene?
Yes. Yes.
And which one would like to go first?
I'll go first. This is LaVarne.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and proceed.
Okay. Well, welcome, everyone. This is my second year in this position, so it's good to hear everyone's voices, and I'm sure that we'll have a delightful time. And what I would really, truly like for us to really develop a plan for the Finance Committee for this year in terms of what our needs are and how we're going to address those and what our strategies will be to number one, deliver a plan on a timely basis, and also to plan any and to look at clearly how to get that delivered, you know, develop a plan to do the plan, the to-do budget. So that's what I really look forward to your advice and your counsel and to really help us to achieve our goals for the year and to provide, again, that counsel to your general managers at the station. So briefly, I had a little report I was going to deliver to the P&B, but looking at the first quarter results for the Pacifica Foundation, and what we have is that we have, I have like a couple of little reports here on my computer, but for the year, we actually have a net loss. Well, the budget for the year, for the first 4 months of the year through January year to date, we projected, the budget projected a net surplus of $28,000. We actually incurred net loss of $570,000, which is almost $600,000 worse than budget. But in addition to the variances at the various stations, the thing that really swings this number and makes it so large is that KPFK, which has produced a net surplus for the year, and they've actually exceeded their budget for the year. They were planning in the budget, they had their fund drive set to begin in January of this year. And instead, it began in February. In fact, they're in their fund drive now, and they're doing really well. I think they were about at 70%. I'm looking for the number here of of the goal now, I believe. And the really impressive thing, their goal is $1 million. And the really impressive thing, in addition to that goal of $1 million, is that KPFK pledges are about 78% credit cards. So that's direct cash into KPFK. And but they actually started the drive in February instead of January. So that was about almost $450,000 in revenue that was projected for the first 4 months, through January year to date. So that's one of the reasons why such a high negative loss or deficit for the first four quarters. And in addition to that, we have things that have offset some of that negative variance. And one of the major things that we got this year was the additional CPB funding from the stimulus package, which was excellent for us and came right on time, and that was $153,523. And we have some other positive variances in the year to date, and the mail drop for the central office and donations have actually exceeded the budget by over almost $53,000. So that's really good. But on the other side, our audit expenses, and this is something we all need to really make this, are actually $41,000 worse than the budget. And one of our stations at WPFW made our closed session, but there are some negative variances. We have a positive variance of about $11,000 on our national board expenses, and that's a trend that we started last year, so that's really good. So this of that negative variance of almost $600,000, those are the components. There is a loss at WBAI, of course, of about of almost $200,000, worse than budget for WBAI. Worse than budget for WBAI. And some of the things that have contributed to the WBAI negative variance and the net loss or deficit for the first 4 months, January year to date, included the revenue, and the reason for the revenue is that basically BAI is still you're still having the issues with actually fulfilling the pledges, and basically again I think I've been there for a while, you know. And what we have is we don't really have a plan in place or the personnel in place to make that effective. For example, lapsed members, what we've done or started doing with that is to do to contact lapsed membership through actually by doing email blasts. And we have a retired programmer from BAI who's helping with that. We have an offer from another former board member to really come in and do some serious help, and actually he had actually loaned or agreed to work as a development director at BAI for a very small salary, a very small salary. So there are things that we can put in place and that we had put in place to correct this, but until you get the correct personnel and to effect that, that's why WBAI is suffering, their revenue is still down. In addition to some of the other issues that had happened there. And if I can just kind of go around where some of the other negative variances are positive variances, like at the central office, again, the mail fund and donations that contributed over $53,000, as I said, to a positive variance. We have our affiliate income is down compared to budget. Simply it's a timing issue on that. That's the same thing as with the KFK drive. And our audit fees, I mentioned, are $52,000 worse than budget. Our central services are worse than budget because of the revenue at some of the stations being down. So, PFW, again, their revenue is also, WPFW revenue is down about $67,000. Salaries are actually better. Well, actually, salaries are about even. But if you look at the numbers, it looks like they're better. But they're also PFW has health benefits, and those have been covered in the national office until we can get those transferred to PFW. And just basically, in general, I'd like to say, like PRA, the Pacifica Radio Archives are doing better than budget. They have a net surplus of $63,000. KPFT has a slight deficit of about $10,000, which is actually about $30,000 worse than budget. KPFA has a deficit for January year to date of $300,000, but it's actually only $20,000 worse than budget. So KPFA's budget had a net deficit for the first 4 months of $300,000. And KPFK, as I said, has produced a positive surplus for the first four months of $77,000, and that's even with them actually pushing out their fund drive to start in February versus January. So as you see, that we have stations where there's serious concerns, like at A. And also at BAI, and some concerns at PFW. And in looking at the P&L and giving you the results on the P&L, the big concern at WBAI and KPFKA is the cash flow. And that we have actually had at BAI where the national office has had to cover a couple of months on benefits, and actually in the month of December, when we incurred this problem of all of our receipts, over $99,000 in receipts were sitting at the post office uncollected because of having two business reply accounts, and the main account where J.P. Morgan Chase services that account wasn't paid. So therefore, in the month of December, $99,000 came into our lockbox at one time, which sounds good, but in the meantime, if that cash wasn't there, it results in not having cash. So with that has come in, and the drive is doing well for our WBAI because they're in drive also. So just kind of like in summary, hitting on each one of the stations, that's where we are. And again, what we had talked about when we did the budget was that we would have a contingency plan. And I think that we are basically, the foundation is on our journey to financial recovery. But again, it really requires that we, in our role in the National Finance Committee, really challenge the general managers and try to keep on schedule as to always looking at a contingency plan and looking at our results and where they're serious, where there are cash flow issues. We need to really work with the general managers in developing this contingency plan so that we will have we will be able to check any further deterioration, and also in the months where the drives are expected and we're expected to produce positive variances, that really happens. And I think we all really need to, and what you have done all year is to help WBAI. There have been, like from Houston, Marquisha Sampson came up and closed the books. And also what happened is that Zetarius Jarna came up and helped us with the premium, with the database. So, we've been able to loan resources to the various stations. Of course, there was the whole assessment team that went out from in April, a lot of Ali Alexa and Jonathan Alexander, and, of course, Tony Bates, who's now the interim program director at WBAI, came out and did assessment and really, really, really helped us there in terms of trying to understand what the issues are and how to resolve them. So I think we need to continue that in terms of together as a foundation, and I certainly really appreciate that. And the really positive thing for us, again, was the stimulus grant, which we had talked about last year on our first finance committee meeting. And as we talked about that, I talked about it as a possibility, so when that came through, this is really good for all of us. So some of the other major things that are going on in the finance area.
Laverne, which grant?
Yes. I'm sorry?
Which grant?
The CPB stimulus grant.
Thank
that
you.
Was to, it came through CPB.
Thank
it was $153,523.
Thank you.
Yes. And so let me just touch on some of the other areas that are of concern and that we're attending to in finance. And the one thing that we're still on is the audit. And the audit is still incomplete, with areas that are being addressed now include determining the value of the pledge receivables and validating transactions at WBAI. So what we have been asked to do is that last year there was a value placed on the accounts receivable, and I think the audit saw that those weren't quite consistent with what actually occurred during the year. So they were addressing that by being more stringent in terms of determining the value of the accounts receivable. And so there's an exercise for that. And we've gone through one process, and then what they wanted to do is go through another one. And one of the reasons why was with WBAI. You had all of these pledges that were paid, but they were sitting in this account. So when the test was done on accounts receivable, that $99,000 was not included. So therefore, they have to really go back, look at the dates that the pledges that were actually received after the end of the fiscal year. You have to look at, you know, how much was actually paid between a certain period, which they're looking at anywhere from October the 1st through January the 30th, to determine, you know, what percent of the pledges will actually be paid. So that's a little stressing. We're still working on that. It's KPFA and KPFK, basically, they're at the point where they're just looking for the 30 transactions. WBAI brought on Bertolt Reimers to work there, and he's really pushing that through. But Bertolt also has another 60-hour-a-week job in addition to ours. So we're really stressing him out. I was told today that he was really sick, but he was at work last night. So he works in the evenings. And when I was there, that's what we would do. We would work from about 6 to 11 at night. So the point is that the general ledger at this time cannot be closed until the audit is completed, that the year-to-date preliminary results that I sent out, we'll do a slightly different presentation when we can load the numbers into FXRX in order to produce your reports. So the reports that you will see, the one that you saw this month, were reports that we had generated on a spreadsheet that Efren helped to develop there. But the next reports that we get, once we actually close the general ledger for 2009, it will show the amount of the variance, that percentage compared to budget. And we will try to get the prior quarter from the prior year to show the variance there. So we'll have those ready hopefully by next month. And the other thing is, in addition to on the year-to-date results, we also still have the issues that the business managers agreed to close like on the fifth workday, but we still are not able to close because one of our stations just does not close by that date. So what is happening is that Lynn Magno, who's the assistant controller here in Berkeley, she actually has to close for me so that I can produce reports. And our staff is still down compared to what it was. Like there were two additional people, in 2000 and up through 2008, the end of 2008. So we're still trying to work with our staff, trying to get the information to you on a timely basis, which means we would have to close by the fifth workday. And the other thing I just wanted to communicate were major payables, things that are due. And Democracy Now, we owe Democracy Now $261,255. That's 5 months.
Hey.
FXRN, approximately $90,000. We owe legal bills that we have here of almost $300,000. And let me tell you now that we have been, and I can talk more in closed session, but we have a legal bill of $103,000 that's due now. And so that's something that I'm trying to address. I think I'm addressing it. And so if any of you guys have any expertise on how to get legal bills down to a more reasonable amount, let me know or call me. And at WBAI, we for the Empire State, for the transmitter, the payment that was due earlier for the month of January, they received it today. And so, therefore, we owe the month of February, and actually we owe 2 months because we owe the month of March. And with the transmitter, the payment has to be in by the, I think it's the 5th of the month. Otherwise, if they can assess late fees. And Empire State, of course, is not an invoice to play with because that's where the transmitter is for WBAI. And again, at the Wall Street, we should owe, there should be a payment made for January, so we'll owe February and March, because March is practically here. So that's kind of like the bills that are hanging out there that need to be paid. And just some of the good news I wanted to tell you is that the central office, if you look at our results, we received a bequest of $18,000 in January. We'd like to thank Lynn, who's really worked hard on these. And that the other thing I want to tell you is WBAI was the recipient of a plan given bequest. It's probably over $200,000 from an anonymous donor. I worked hard on that. I'll take credit. And no, the person was is a WBAI person. And but that's what they have decided to do, is they decided this time to put that in their will. So that's really terrific for WBAI and for Pacifica Foundation, and we certainly thank them. And other revenue streams include a subcarrier contract. Now, this is something that we need to talk about in a work session, because John and Lynn have both been working on these, and we have another subcarrier, one of the lines that we have, and another in New York and also one in Washington. So what we want to do is propose how do we share this revenue with the stations that are, like in New York at WBAI, you're paying this transmitter group almost $6,000 a quarter for to be a resident there on Empire State Building. Well, actually, this is to carry the signal from the transmitter to the antenna. So we're all working on other revenue streams, both for the national office and at the stations. And I think that we really need to concentrate. We need to work with Arlene in terms of what we can do to support, you know, more successful on-air fundraising. Because again, as I've said, that's where the majority of our funding comes from. That's our business model, and that's something we need to learn to do better in order to make the days shorter and to make it more successful. And to, in the stations that have low credit card rates, you know, what we can do to really raise those credit card pledges. So that's kind of in summary. The details, we can go over those if you guys, if you want to go over stuff by, right. If you have a report, we can go over the report by station and consolidate it, including the archive.
Thank you, LaVarne. I'd like to take a stack of whoever has questions for LaVarne.
Jim, Fred.
Alberto.
Okay, is that Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Okay, it's my understanding affiliate directors aren't members of the National Science Committee, so I'll put you after the members of the committee.
I am actually a member of the committee.
Was this discussed at all before I got on the phone call?
Yes.
Okay, well.
This is first that you can put me on.
Okay. Well, I'd like to get greater clarity on that because I've been on the committee for 2 years. I don't believe we've ever had an affiliate director member of the committee, so I'm not sure what the
R. Paul.
What the ruling is on that. Okay, and I heard Fred Klunder, R. Paul.
Alex Steinberg.
Alex Steinberg, okay. Anyone else right now? Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Yes, I just had a couple of questions. One is, do any of the stations currently have any reserves?
Yeah, I can give you our cash balance on January 31st. That's the report we send out. I don't think I'm sure I sent them to the PNB, so you should have gotten them, Jim. So as of January 31st, the report is that we have HFA has cash in the bank of $354,000, less restricted of $100,000, leaving $254,000. However, they actually don't have $254,000. They have $108,000 because what they've done is approximately $146,000 that they raised for the Haiti relief. That is, they have this on their account here at Wells Fargo. So it's about $108,000. KPFK has reserves all unrestricted of almost $200,000. KPFT also about $200,000. WBAI on January 31st had about $40,000. WPFW had unrestricted reserves of $70,000 plus another $231,000 of restricted cash in bank. National Office has about $60,000. Pacifica Radio Archives has about $33,000, which totals about $825,000 less the $146,000 that belongs to the Haiti Relief Fund, which gives you about $680,000. So that's the reserve position. And if you look at the change, which I will try to get from like a year ago, and you'll see there's a dramatic change, and particularly with KPFA, because at the time we believed that we had funds that we had deposited and they had not been. So we no longer have possession of that, but we were expecting to get, it was a request of $375,000. So we're expecting every day to have that returned.
Thank you. And one other question, have you been able to digest whether there are areas that each station, there are red flags about in terms of overspending of certain facets of the budget?
Oh yeah, I was trying to kind of go over that when I gave you my little poll earlier. But absolutely, in terms of things they need to look at, because in terms of spending, like KPFA consultants spending is like $27,000 higher than budget. Legal expenses are $40,000, and the salaries continue at KPFA because in 2008 the various stations that actually did offer people the chance to leave are actually laid them off and were given severance packages. KPFA never executed that, so their salaries continue to be high. KPFT, there's the revenue is down, but their other expenses are better than budget. And all of us, all stations, you got the benefit of the CPB, the stimulus funding from the CPB. KPFK, KPFA is doing really well. Their negative variance is due primarily to the timing of the fund drive. On Pacifica Radio Archives, we'll have to look at the salaries there. And with WBAI, as I mentioned before, it's a matter of fulfillment on the revenue. They're able to achieve their objectives, their goals on the fundraising, but it's I call the back end of fundraising that needs to be really a skill set needs to be given and put the people in place to make that happen and make that fulfillment. And these little issues that kind of pop up that make fulfillment lower, like this unpaid VRE account. And PAI, that was at the revenue, at PFW, revenue, and then there's some issues with settlement, which is was not in the budget. The national office, we're at the national office. We have these expenses for audit, which is almost $42,000 higher than budget. So we're set with expenses that have happened because of various issues in terms of Pacifica Foundation's ability to give information to the auditors, and also working with the auditors, you know, it's a mutual relationship there. So it's like communication, asking for information, providing it, and providing it as quickly as possible. So there are issues that the auditor has laid out, and in terms of inefficiencies, and that they have communicated to us, but they would actually have not received the written information, which should be coming shortly, on our deficiencies to get those to have a set of plan in place, which I'll also ask you to help me with.